Blog Talk Radio.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Today is a day
caller and a brief message. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Hey, Brenda. Have you tried to get on the radio station? Call me at my personal number, 832-242-8620. Are you there?
Hung up on me.
Oh. Yes, sir.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I can hear
you. Okay. All right, I'm going to try this. I'm going to see what's going to happen.
Okay.
We're going on. All right.
Okay.
All right, we're going to try it on and see what happens. Well, I got it on live. Can we talk? Today is a good subject that we want to talk to people out there in America that need to come to understand what God is talking about. The life we live today is a life that is a mandate that we're going to live by Jesus Christ. One of the things I would encourage everyone to do is that there is a question that many people have asked, but you know it. So what God is doing, he's saying to all of us today, is somebody out there, can we talk? Is there a problem at home? Thank you, Teresa. Thank you, Ms. Johnson. Thank you, John Newsom. Somebody out there listening, we're in a position right now in the body of Christ where we have the full authority to do what God has told us to do. It behooves us to give God the glory and the understanding. One of the things I can say today to all of us today is this. The more we trust in the living God, the more he will bless us. Well, one of the things I will say, I have a question. Can you hear me, Brenda? Brenda?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead and speak to the people. You're on Facebook.
Oh, well, praise the Lord, everybody. I'm sorry you caught me. praise the Lord. Can we talk about just life in general and deception? Bring that up because I'm dealing with the situation within my family where there has become division, where the enemy has divided the family. And I, as believers, born-again believers, all of these are born-again believers, but yet and still they cannot respond to a situation in a Christ-like manner. So there is a reason why today, instead of getting on our knees and praying about a situation, that we respond and react humanly, and then we turn around and try to be spiritual about the situation, and then hypocritical. That's the word. We become hypocritical. And so as believers today, how can we live a life and speak a life that's different than what we're living? So today we have to interview or evaluation, thank you, Lord, evaluation of ourselves so that when circumstances arise that we do not act first. The word says be slow to speak. And so if we can apply the word to our life and actually live the life that the Bible teaches us to live, can or can we not be more loving and kind to each other? Can we not display a Christ-like mentality and attitude toward people that are different than us? I experienced someone telling the truth to me about a person that I knew, no, let me correct myself, that I had.
Mm-hmm.
As a believer, do I love this person or not love this person? God says to love, but he hates the sin, not the sinner, because the sinner has to ask for forgiveness and have a relationship with Christ Jesus. And turn away, repent from the things that they're doing. But myself, am I to judge? Do I accept this and say this is okay? I can't make the choice for that person to turn
Amen.
From that lifestyle. I can tell them what the Bible says, but if they are a believer, then they should want to cast aside those things that are not pleasing to God. So if you say you're a believer, this is something you shouldn't do. But people want to point out sexuality, adultery, fornication, backbiting, but there are so many sins. Who's to say that you haven't injured somebody with your mouth, murdered somebody with your mouth? When we think of murder, we think of physical destroying. So what happens when we go talking to other people about other people, and we don't even know if we are transferring the truth or a lie? We just go repeat it. And so Can We Talk is a good channel for us to come together and examine ourselves and expose ourselves to each other. None of us are perfect. And the Bible says that all sin is unrighteous. So who are we to label one sin greater than another sin? Sin is sin, and sin must be dealt with. If that was not the case, Jesus Christ would never have come, never have died, never have shed, let me reverse that, never have come, never have shed his blood, never have died, never have went to the grave, never got up again. But he got up because we are imperfect creatures, and we need Jesus Christ. We need a Savior. And I thank God that he loved me, that he looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. And that's not just a song. It's not just words. When you become a changed individual, it says by the transforming of your mind. So I have to change how I think about things. My hands, you know, they always say my hands look new. My hands have not changed their physical appearance, but my hands don't do the things that they used to do. These hands of mine have done some things. This body, this temple of mine has done some things. But when you become a believer, those things that you know that you've been doing that are against God's ordinance, then you want to make a change. You want to. You have a desire. Cast those things away. I don't want that anymore, because the God I serve has given me a Savior whose blood has made atonement, that has covered each and every one of my sins. He blotted out. He took it away. It's like school would owe him a debt because he paid a debt that he did not owe. So it is up to me to consciously make an effort to live the life that God has called me to live and that he has shown me biblically that can be lived. And if we sin, the Bible says we have an advocate. But Paul says it another way, too. He says, shall we continue in sin because we have this grace? God forbid. No. So then when I was a fornicator, because I know that this is one of the things that God said not to do, do I continue doing it because I'm under grace? No. Absolutely not. Did I stop right away like Saul did when he was on Damascus Road and he had this radical change? Absolutely not. It took some time for me to give up the things that I was doing that was wrong in the eyesight of God. And if it was wrong in the eyesight of God, it's wrong in the eyesight of man also.
Let me ask a question to you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The question I want to ask is, now, knowing that, how do we get the people to come and understand what's going on? How do we get the people to see the church as we call it needs some help? There are many times in the lifetime we live right now, there are many people that are listening
sir, it's coming staticky. Let me hang up and redial.
Can you hear me now?
I can't. You say we're through Facebook. I'm trying to log on to Facebook.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to use my phone. I'm going to call you on my phone, okay? I'm going to call
yes,
you on
sir.
My phone.
Yes,
sir. Amen. One thing I will say to everybody that I look on the road, you know what we're called to do. Are we willing to do it right now? Are we willing to do it? That's the question. See, there are more people sitting in the churches. They haven't had the pews. They're not doing God's word. And why they're not doing God's word is they, all right, hold on, I'm going to hook you up. And they are not, hold on, I'm going to hook you up. And they are not, hold on, and they are not doing what God is calling them to do. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? It ain't my phone.
The more we trust,
the more.
One more time.
Because they want to build this life of the FLESH, the flesh. They don't want to live their spiritual life. A spiritual life has certain requirements, certain things that you must do for God. If you want all of God's promises, you're going to have to start listening what God is saying to you. For example, there's a husband out there that may need to understand how to love his wife. Loving your wife physically is not all the better way. Understanding her mind, understanding her thought process, understand what kind of clothes she likes, what kind of candy she likes, what books she likes to read. You got to find out her. She knows about you, M-A-N, but most men, listen to me, don't want to understand that. Why? Why do they want to do that? I'll tell you why. They're cowards. Oh, my God. You need a coward, yes, they are. A coward takes a backseat. I don't want to fight that fight today. But if we're going to fight the fight of faith, we got to stand firm. And what God is saying to the believers, how many of y'all out there are listening to me today know that you love your wives? Be honest. How many of you got your man, woman friend? How many of y'all got your girlfriend? Now, that's not of God. That's homosexuality. That's a fall of the day of foundation. See, what God is saying to us on his radio station. He said, tell him I love him. He says, I love you so much. He's willing to see what he's willing to do for you. Wow, wow, wow. Who is Jesus? The more we talk about it, the more I get excited because God has done for me. Now, when the doctor told me, let me tell you something. See what he said to me. And to all of us are listening, see, I'm a pioneer. A lot of times I make mistakes on this Facebook. I make a lot of mistakes, but you know what? I'm always willing to correct it. My God, if we're in America right now, some people need insurance. 32 million going to lose their insurance. 32 million. Do they have the faith to measure up? No. Why is the body of Christ, correction, why is the church believers? They are doing what they want to do. They're not saying what. Everybody got their programs that they want to put in force. The only program I had is God, Messiah. Messiah, Messiah, Messiah. And one thing I found out what the Bible says, when I look at the book and I read one of the scriptures that says in Galatians, he said, but Galatians chapter 1, he said, but God, who gave his only, he gave himself for us. Jesus Christ gave himself for us. Why? That he might move us from this present evil world. Let me tell you, that word evil doesn't predicate dark, a black, a red, a white. Evil has no color. Evil wants to destroy. What does it come from? It comes from the devil himself. And Satan desires to sift all like wheat. So the more you can study the word, the more you can believe the word, the more you can hear what God is saying. God is saying to me, to you, and to everybody, we can come together. Well, we don't need a big revival. There's a revival going on right now. The revival starts in your heart. You have to get no person's name. We know a great man in the past, but God has a greater man coming. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach. His name is Jesus Christ. But what we can do is get people to just understand. Some people decide they want to just go here and go there. But let me say this thing with love. God knows your heart and intent. God says, I know your thoughts. And the thoughts that are for you, they're not evil. They're good. They're very profitable. Profitable. So why won't people out there hear the word? Because everybody got too much on TV, television. They want to hear who said this, why they said this. Let me tell you something. There's some radio stations, some TV stations that have the word. And the more you intake the word, the more the word intakes you. The more you drink of the word, the more the word fills you with. wilderness are decay and return to dirt. But in the meantime, what I'm doing right now, God has promised me, if I obey him and follow him, he's going to guide my path. Let me share one more thing. I meant to say, this coming Saturday, I'm about to go home to be a part of one of my cousins. She was having some difficulty with the body. Yeah.
If that video went, we went silent. So I'm gonna try to find another way to get that better. Amen. I think God bless you.